I'm Malcolm Cox. This coming Sunday in the Watford Church of Christ, we're having a look at the passage Luke chapter 11 verses 1 to 13, all about prayer. And what I'd like to do is read it for us, and if you've got questions about it, send them to me and let's see if we can answer those in the sermon on Sunday. A fascinating passage. It reads like this. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" What an amazing passage. What do you think of that? What are your questions? What do you think he means by giving us those words to say at the beginning and then the explanation about the nature of God, the relationship we might have with him, how he views us? What do you think is the substance there, or the core of what Jesus is trying to communicate to us about prayer and about our Father? I wonder what you think. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you're here or see this recording. And if you can, please come and join us on Sunday at Lawrence Haynes School, 10:30 a.m. for our service to get together there as the Watford Church of Christ. And we'll look at that passage and see what we can learn from it for our own benefit and so that we can help other people to have a great relationship with God. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.